Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I heard this saying a long time ago, you're as close to the Lord as you want to be. You can make choices, and if you want a close, fulfilling walk with the Lord, you can have it. If you want to be worldly and get caught up in whatever the world has to offer, God will let you make that choice. But what's the alternative? A life that doesn't have meaning, doesn't have fulfillment? I'd rather have the fellowship with the Lord. The closer, like Peter talks a lot of times, you know, like the closer you are to the Lord, the less you want sin in your life, the faster you repent, the more you put out the stuff that sidetracks from him. A friend of mine and I have been memorizing verses the last few months, and I would encourage you, if you have ever heard of David Cloud, and if you want to try to do a memorized program, he's got a Bible memory verse. It might be called Journal or something, free on his website. And the good thing about that, and the reason why I'm mentioning it, is because I've memorized verses in the past, and it's been good. You know, the Holy Spirit brings them back when you need them. But memorizing with a friend, interacting with them, he has a list of questions that you go through. You analyze the verse, you think about it, you apply it to your life. And that has been more fulfilling in my life than any memorizing the last, you know, in the 30 years I've been a Christian. Because you think about it, it isn't just, oh, I got it on my shelf in the back of my head somewhere, and it's, you're interacting with it. And that's where this poem comes from today. And in Psalm 87, it says, "And of Zion it shall be said, this and that man was born in her, and the highest himself shall establish her. The Lord shall count when he writeth up the people, that this man was born there." Selah. Pause and think of that. "As well the singers as the players on instruments shall be there." And then it ends with, "All my springs are in thee." And that is a pretty neat saying. To the Jews, Jerusalem was their glory in the Old Testament, the place where their temple was, their, you know, where God's throne dwelt. And but the same idea is, God wants all our springs, all our source of joy, all our reason for living in him. And that's the application I make in this poem here. Psalm 36:9, "In thee is the fountain of life, the source of life. And in thy light shall we see light." So many verses came to mind the other day as I was working on this. And one of my favorite in the Psalms is Psalm 18:35. "Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness has made me great." You think you don't matter? You matter to God. And in his love and his gentleness, he reaches down and he lifts us up. And Lamentations 3, most of you are probably familiar with that. And there's one part where he talks about the troubles that he went through. This is Jeremiah. And he says, "This I recall to mind, therefore have I hope. It is the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." And then it says, "The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him." The idea, portion, my lot in life, like I think it was last week, and I talked about how God had he's a plan for our lives. He's got a set place where we live. This is your time to live. This is your time to die. This is, I've appointed your habitation where you're going to live in life. But he also says, "I want to be your portion in your life. I want to be what matters to you in life." And I'll end it with Psalm 34, just a few verses, but it's kind of neat. It's 22 verses, so it's one of the what they call an acrostic psalm, where each letter follows the next letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And there's 7 times in that psalm it talks about God's deliverance, God's salvation. But the last one is kind of interesting. I'll get to it in a second. But "I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him, and delivereth them." And this is that psalm where it says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." Verse 17, "The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, and the Lord delivereth him out of them all." But then the last one, "The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. The word redeemeth there has the idea, same idea as salvation, deliverance, but it's greater. It's he redeems, he saves us because he paid the price to save us. And so I'll leave that with you. And the verse is called, I mean, the song is, All My Springs Are In You, based on that verse. And but think about, I wrote it kind of first person, but I want you to think about where you are with the Lord. If the world satisfies you and quenches your thirst, which I don't think it will, because Ecclesiastes says otherwise, then, well, that's your choice. But you can have God fulfilling all your thirst, all the desire, all the be everything in your soul. And think about, put you in the place of this song, or song, poem. I mean, like the children of Israel, all my springs are on you, O Lord. You are the fount of living waters. My delight is in your word. You are all that I ever needed. All my desires are in you alone. You love me from the beginning. Jesus, you are my eternal home. My life was so vain without you and brought such emptiness and fear. From the whirlwind of confusion, in love and grace, you drew me near. You reached down to lift me up as you regarded my low estate. With the shield of your salvation, your gentleness has made me great. This I recall to my mind, all of your mercies which are from old, perfect peace which flows like a river and deep cleansing of my soul. I won't fear all these troubles. You deliver me from my distress. Your loving kindness is before my eyes. Great is your faithfulness. Like the church in Jerusalem, which continued in one accord, the world knew that they had been with Jesus. All their springs were in you, O Lord. As their faces shone with your glory, all their eyes were turned to you. From the moment of my redemption, Lord, all my springs are in you. So I'll leave that with you.